Recently, at South Congregational Church in Concord, members of the Concord Chorale gathered to sing music by Mozart, specifically his Grand Mass in C minor. Music director Chris Johnson stood in front of them waving his baton as they sat in the pews, and he stopped them occasionally to offer notes.
Stop and fix a couple things. There is both in this piece this sweetness and love and also some terror in this opening C minor. And then when the soprano comes in with Christe, it is like being washed clean. But you will not allow her to have that moment if you don't sing with some real sort of chutzpah here at the beginning. We try it again? Can you scare the pants off me at the beginning? Don't be in such a rush. But make space.
Johnson says this Grand Mass was written by Mozart soon after he married his wife.
He promised her that he would write this piece after the birth of their first child. And she was a soprano, and so he wrote these two extraordinary soprano solos. And no solo for alto, which is sort of strange. But it's one of his truly greatest works. It's a fragment, however, much like his Requiem that he wrote at the end of his life. And so we're just presenting the pieces that were finished by Mozart in his life. Unfortunately, that child for which he had written the piece died while they were away from Vienna, and so he left the piece unfinished, but it is some of his most aching and haunting and beautiful music.
Why is this an appropriate choice for the Concord Chorale's 50th year?
Yeah, it is it's one of the sort of the monoliths of the literature. I also am the conductor of the Phillips Exeter Academy Choirs, and it seemed another great opportunity to bring these two choirs together.
What can you say about the members of the chorale and what they're able to do?
The singers are capable of extraordinary work. I have always found them to be aspirational in their goals, and they have wrapped their minds and their voices around really challenging works and performed them in ways that that I think only speak to the heart which they bring and the discipline to this work.
Get down in the weeds for me with respect to this piece. Like, are there parts of it that are particularly moving or unusual in the way that music was composed at the time?
Well, on one level, we think that perhaps Mozart was really hearkening back to earlier music, that there are big movements that make you feel almost like you're listening to the music of Bach and Handel, which we know that Mozart loved and was studying at this time in his life. He was 27 when he was writing it. There are, as I said before, some of the most achingly beautiful arias for the sopranos, as well as a wonderful trio for the sopranos and a tenor. But the choral music is imposing because it has double chorus, so we are having two choirs facing one another and sort of in a bit of a match off in a bunch of these movements. There's tremendous counterpoint, fast moving sections, but also a depth of feeling I think that's related to Mozart's life at the time of shifting his life from Salzburg to Vienna when he was moving there and what he was going to do with his life. What we knew that writing church music was actually the thing that he thought he did the best. And he never really got a chance to do it after he left Salzburg. Tragically, in the last year of his life, he was given this position that he had wanted all those 35 years in Vienna, and he died right before he was able to take it. So to me, it's always been so interesting to get inside these, especially these two big pieces, the Requiem, as well as the C minor Mass, because they represent what Mozart really felt was his calling. And they're both unfinished, and he never got to take that job. It's sort of a grand tragedy. What if had he lived, what would we have of his later life and output?
How would you describe the sense of community among the members of the Concord Chorale?
The community is extraordinary, honestly. I have never felt more at home with a group of singers. They would say that I think what makes the chorale unique, perhaps, is that the level is so high, but yet the connections between the members and the musical staff, as well as the connections in the community, are just as important. I think the energy of both these seasoned civic chorus members of the chorale, as well as these extraordinary energized high school kids, it will make for a performance that will be really, really memorable.
Well, Chris, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you so much, Peter. My pleasure.